listeners, and welcome to another weekly podcast episode of Top Picks Topics. I'm your presenter, Justin New. If you're new here, basically this podcast selects its topics from the most liked comment in the comment section. If you ever want to see your topic talked about, just write it in the comment section and wait for the votes. This podcast episode will be focusing on A. Pereira's comment, "How and why have films and movies changed over time due to technological advancement?" In this particular podcast, we'll be conducting a special interview with an expert on the topic. This one's for you, A. Basically, the history of movies started out in the late 1800s. The Lumiere brothers were the duo that invented the projection known today as movies. These Frenchmen named it cinematographe, which is where the word cinema comes from. What they created was a projector, but it could be used as a camera or a printer as well. In 1902, Georges Méliès created a very famous movie called Le Voyage dans la Lune, A Trip to the Moon, which uses real animation. As time went on, Disney created the first ever full-length color movie in 1937. This movie was Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. This movie revolutionized the film industry because it was the highest-grossing movie in color at the time. In 1940, the first green screen movie was created. This movie was The Thief of Baghdad, and it won an Academy Award for Best Special Effects that year. Throughout the 20th century, movies got better due to new inventions and better effects. Today we are going to talk to an expert on the subject. Please welcome Roberta Fitzgerald, a famous director from Universal Studios. Hi, Roberta.
Hi there, Justin.
Roberta, with your outstanding knowledge on the subject, could you tell us your point of view on the question, how have films and movies changed over time due to technological advancement? Roberta,
please call me Birdie. I believe I can answer part of that question, Justin. Over the past years, movies have changed because they have created better ways to show the movie. We have created things such as autonomous drones and 3D technology to provide a better experience for our viewers. I also believe that we have made these because of social pressures on our movies. These can be the audience demanding for more action, romantic gestures, or better graphics. As long as these can be done with creating new resources to make the movie better. This is why we have changed over time. We listen to feedback given by our viewers and construct it into our next movies, which is why over the years movies have gotten longer and better. Well, that's some very good information, Birdie. Thank you for your time and for helping us solve this question.
No problem, Justin.
Bye, Birdie.
In case you have forgotten or have just joined here, we are exploring a question submitted by A. Pereira, which is, how have movies and films changed over time due to technological advancement? We've learned about the history and the present thanks to our guest speaker, Roberta Fitzgerald. Now it's time for a quick quiz. Who invented cinematography? A. Roberta Fitzgerald. B. Georges Méliès. Or C. The Lumiere Brothers. Time's up! The answer was C, the Lumiere Brothers. Did you get it right? Now onto one specific example that MIT researchers in the film industry are doing to change the way we see the movie. Yes, I'm talking about 3D movies, if anyone got that. MIT researchers are trying to work on producing 3D technology without the flimsy, annoying glasses that everybody hates. This is an example of both products in the film industry, inventions, and social pressures that cause this, as the film industry took in comments on the 3D glasses and are constructing them into, maybe in the future, a better adjustment to the gadget. Movies use these gadgets and gizmos to make the movie more interesting. Take special effects for an example. This gadget makes the movie a lot more engaging and realistic for something like Avengers. As we reach the end of this week's podcast, it's time to recap on what we have learned. Movies have changed due to technological advancement by inventing new movie-making products to make the movie more engaging and higher quality. Some examples of these would be the invention of special effects and the green screen. We have also answered the question as to why they have made these. Thanks to our guest speaker, Roberta Fitzgerald of Universal Studios and MIT researchers, we can say that our movie producers, filmmaking companies, and 3D technology companies listen to the feedback of the people watching the film and try to construct the feedback into something new. Thank you for listening to this podcast and have a lovely day. Stay tuned for our next episode. Justin out.